Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Wild Company: The Untold Story of Banana Republic is a memoir and business narrative by Mel and Patricia Ziegler that traces the origins of Banana Republic from a small bootstrap travel and safari clothing venture into a distinctive retail brand. The book focuses on the founders' creative process, their use of illustrated catalogs, themed stores, and narrative-driven merchandising, and the way their identity was shaped by a mix of journalism, illustration, travel, and design. It also examines the tension between the founders' original vision and the corporate priorities that emerged after Gap acquired the company. Rather than presenting a formal business manual, the book tells the story of how a highly original brand was built, scaled, and eventually transformed. As a result, it appeals to readers interested in entrepreneurship, branding, retail history, and the practical challenges of protecting creative control inside a larger organization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bootstrapping a retail brand from military surplus and travel curiosity. This early phase also establishes the entrepreneurial logic that shaped everything that followed. The company was not built around generic fashion retail. It was built around a specific worldview tied to exploration, utility, and curated oddity. That distinction helped Banana Republic stand out in a crowded retail market and gave the founders a basis for growth before outside capital entered the picture. Secondly, catalog storytelling as a brand building system. The broader implication is that branding becomes stronger when all channels reinforce the same identity. The book's account of the catalogs shows an early form of integrated storytelling, where illustration, copy, and product selection work together. That made the company unusually memorable and helps explain why later changes to the catalog were experienced as a loss of character, not just a design update. Thirdly, store design as immersive merchandising rather than standard retail. At the same time, the store design highlights the cost of originality. A highly specific environment can be powerful, but it is harder to replicate at scale than a generic store format. The book implicitly raises the question of whether distinctive retail experiences are sustainable once a brand is pushed toward broader expansion. That tension becomes crucial later in the story. Fourthly, the Gap acquisition and the struggle over creative control. The book does not present this as a simple villain story. Instead, it shows how acquisition changes decision rights, incentives, and brand priorities. The founders needed growth capital, but the parent company wanted a more standardized retail model. That mismatch is one of the book's clearest business lessons. Lastly, how corporate standardization changed the Banana Republic identity. The book is especially effective here because it shows the consequences in operational as well as cultural terms. Staff turnover, design team churn, and a loss of internal coherence all follow from the change in direction. The result is a cautionary account of how corporate success metrics can conflict with long-term brand meaning. In conclusion, Wild Company will be most useful to readers interested in entrepreneurship, brand strategy, retail history, and the creative side of business formation. It is especially relevant for founders, designers, marketers, and students who want to understand how an original identity is built and what can happen when that identity is absorbed into a larger corporate structure. The book offers practical insight into storytelling, niche positioning, customer experience, and the risks of scaling too quickly without preserving the core idea. It also provides an insider view of Banana Republic that is difficult to find in standard business books because it is written from the founder's perspective and tied closely to the company's visual and cultural evolution. What sets it apart from many startup memoirs is that it is not only about growth, but also about the consequences of success. The story is as much about brand loss and creative displacement as it is about early triumph. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want a nuanced account of how commerce, design, and corporate power interact in real companies. If you would like to support Mel Ziegler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.